What's going on, good people? This is PR, and you're now listening to the good guys on Winner's Circle Media. Where the party at, fellas?
We are the champions, my friends.
No time for losing, 'cause we are the champions
of the world.
You already know what it is. This is a champion podcast. You listening to
Champions Edition.
You listening to the two champions right here, DJ Steph Floss. I'm a champion.
Mill, DJ Mill.
He's a champion. We're sitting right now in the City of Champions, Cleveland, Ohio. City of Champions, Cleveland Cavaliers. We are the champions.
And let me tell y'all this. It would not have happened without DJ Steph Floss. I'm gonna tell y'all, he wanted to go to this game.
Oh, I didn't know you was about to say this. That's how you gonna start the podcast off.
He wanted to go to Game 7. I swear to God, I was gonna make some calls.
Listen, all right,
for him not to go. Every
listen.
Playoff,
let me tell him.
Every road playoff game he's been to this year, they have lost.
All right.
He was about to be so selfish and go to game 7. He was really about to go to game 7.
Man. So this is what happened. So playoff games, I didn't start going to the road games until the second round. No disrespect to Atlanta or Detroit, who we swept in the first round. But, you know, I was busy during that time, and I knew we were going to probably sweep them. So, you know, I said, you know, I would take my traveling to the, you know, Eastern Conference Finals into the finals. So, I went to both away games in Toronto, and we were up 2-0 at the time. Went to both away games in Toronto. Mio was actually with me in Toronto at the games, and we lost. So I was like, all right, you know, it happens. So, you know, I went to the finals games. Game 1, Golden State, we lost. went to game 2 of Golden State, we lost.
He didn't go to game 5.
I didn't go to game 5. What happened?
They won.
We won.
He was like, man, I got to go.
So,
man.
Look, so game go. 6, I knew we were going to win game 6. By the way, I did something pretty remarkable game 6. I mean, I had to do it. You know, it's a team game. But I knew when I did this that the crowd was going to go crazy and, you know, the team was going to feel it and we were going to win. I brought the team out to the Undertaker theme song. Like, Brian had just wore the Undertaker T-shirt right before game 5. We sealed the deal out there with the black jerseys. The league wouldn't let us wear the black jerseys at home, so we did a blackout in the arena where everybody got black tees. So I said, you know, it's about to be funeral time. So, you know, I knew it was about to be over. So I brought the team out to the Undertaker theme song. It's crazy. We won that game. So I was faced with whether or not to go to game 7 in Oakland. And my girl Shannon, you know, she manages all Kevin Love stuff. I saw her right before, you know, right after game 6. She was like, are you going? I was like, it was Shannon and Kevin Love's best friend. I was like, I don't know. They were like, Steph, you got to go. You can't miss this. Like, you're going to want to celebrate with the boys and want to celebrate with us.
They're not from Cleveland.
Look. So I was like, I said, you know what? Y'all right. I'm going. So she had saved. She had reserved a room for me and a flight. She said, we're leaving at 7:20 tomorrow. What was it? 7:20 Friday evening or Saturday evening or Saturday morning or something like that. I was like, all right, bet. Reserve it for me. I'm going. I told Mill about what I wanted to do. That man started telling everybody in the city. I'm talking about my barber. My barber hit me up talking about, I hear you being real selfish right now. I'm like, man, what are you talking about? I just want to cut. He was like, no, I'm just saying, I hear you about to go to the game. We ain't won the games that you've been to. I said, come on, man. Like, I spoke with Doris Burke about some stuff like during the Eastern Conference Finals, and she said something that stuck with me. She said, Steph, you cannot take the credit or take the blame. So I said, you know what? It's not on me if they lose. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely on you.
But I am very superstitious, so I decided to not go to Golden State.
Look what happens. Look what happened.
We are champions. It's all good because I got to still party with the boys as soon as they came back. Me and Mill went over Bron's house immediately after they got out the flight. Yo, you know what's the craziest thing about that, Mill? We didn't tell, well, I kind of told Twitter, but we sat up and watched the entire game.
Game 7.
We watched the game. Brian watched the game. Like, we sat up and watched game 7 with Brian. And watching that game with him, it was still so surreal. And he was really watching the game and getting mad at some of his decisions in the game.
Right.
Like, man, I could, like, dang, I can't believe I missed that shot,
it's
man.
Over. It's okay.
I'm like, it's all right. Like, it's all right. You got to, Larry O'Brien is right there, man. We are all right.
It's like he was remembering the plays, like, actually before it happened, like, dude, shoot the rebound, shoot the ball. And he'd be like, dang, I can't believe I missed this shot. And that happened like 10, 15 seconds later. It's like, he was out.
But the thing is, Randy says this about Brian and Rich all the time. They say his memory is crazy. Like, he will remember exactly what happens in a game during, like, seconds, like, from years ago. Like, I remember he was really calling, like, he was like, all right, he's going to get the rebound. He was like, dang, watch this, watch this. And it was a play that he wasn't even involved in. I'm like, well, I said, but guess what? It's all right, big fella. It's all right, man. Trust me.
You got us one.
But we watched the entire game, so that was pretty dope. But, you know.
This is crazy. So what?
We
so
are the champions.
I was going back to the superstition thing. I watched. If I didn't go to the game, which I didn't. I did not go to one Cavs home playoff game.
I had to tell my mama she couldn't go to the game.
I went to every one last year.
Yeah, right.
I missed like the first two versus the Pistons, and we won. So I said, we're going to go ahead and sit this thing out.
My mama.
Ride this thing out. Pause. And we've been winning.
So. My mama hit me up before game six, like, Steph, I'm coming down.
I said, no, you didn't even ask me.
No, playoffs.
I contacted you. Well, I'm very superstitious when it comes to that type of stuff. So, like, game seven, everybody, like, where you watching that?
I am at the house.
By myself. So,
right.
I have to be at the house, sitting down in front of the TV, like, 33 minutes before with my food, my drink, you know what I'm saying? So, when we won, it was like, I knew I couldn't go downtown because it was over with.
It was over.
So I ended up going to the station with you. You was on air from like, what, 12 to 4?
Yeah, 12 to about 4:35. It was good times, man.
But I hear downtown, and the pictures look like downtown was crazy.
So I watched the game right there on that corner of that couch right there with my Cavs shirt on and my lucky Bron tee, my white dry fit socks, and I kept my phones in the same position the whole time. And I remember watching the game, and it was like 83-83 or 85-85 for like 4 minutes. And I'm looking like, Lord have mercy, man. We got to win this game.
Great game.
It was like, and then, like, we kept missing. Then there was a minute left, and Kyrie come down, and he hit that three. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, we're going to do it. I just got goosebumps right now.
Real talk, he actually do got
goosebumps. I just got goosebumps right now, man.
I really got goosebumps.
This is how excited I am. I still am. Like, Kyrie hit that shot, and I was like, man, we're going to do it. We're really going to do it. And I sat down, and then Steph Curry came down, and all I could think of, he's shooting a long three. And Kevin Love played the greatest defense I've ever seen in my life, or Steph Curry, with like 40-some seconds to go. It was amazing. I was like, and no disrespect to Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying? But it's just amazing to me that he could not even get a shot off. Not that he missed a shot, that he couldn't get a shot off. You have to get a shot off. The game is about, it's 40 seconds left. You got Kevin Love on you. That man is a power forward. He's supposed to be slower than you. You're supposed to shake him. You're supposed to get a shot off.
The shot hit the backboard, didn't it?
No, that was another one.
That was before the
Kyrie three. Right. He came down, took one of those. By the way, when he hits the threes, everybody goes crazy. But actually, a lot of those shots are bad shots. And that one off the side of the glass was one that he usually hits. But because he missed it, then people want to say, oh, that was a bad shot. Man, that's the shot the man shoots. That's the shot that won him the MVP, man. So, you know, it is what it is. But Kevin Love, man, shout out to Kevin Love for that shot, for that defense. And then Kyrie goes to the basket.
Kyrie has arrived.
Oh, man. Kyrie goes to the basket. He draws the defense. He gets under the basket. He gets stuck. He throws the ball out. I see Bron sprinting to the rack. I say, oh, my God. Bron grabs the – if he would have made that dunk – They might would have burned downtown Cleveland up. No, seriously.
They would have.
No, like, downtown, because that would have been a clincher right there on the dunk. But just.
It would have been poster material.
Just the fact that he tried to do that for the game winner was good enough for me, man. And it's crazy. Like, a lot of people don't know this. But I'm not going to, you know, say it all. But, like, it was all right that he, like, not all right that he got injured. But if he had to shoot those free throws with his left hand, that's what he was going to do. And I was all right with that. I was like, well, he's not. Because I think in a situation like that, don't the other team get to choose? If you got to lead a game, the other team gets to choose mm-hmm. who shoots the free throws for you. There was no way Bron was not going to shoot those free throws.
Put Sasha Khan up there.
Oh, my God.
130 games since 2013.
Man, listen, Bron missed that first one. I said, all right, well, they still got to hit a three to tie it up. He hit that second one. I said, man, we about to do it.
I'm standing up from here on out.
We about to do it. I was like, there's no way nobody's going to foul him shooting a three. There's no way it's going to be a 4-point play.
I know what to do.
And then I cried like a baby. That buzzer hit.
I honestly cried
like a baby. Like a baby. It was like, you know, like I was already crying like a baby. And then I look up and I see Bron crying like a baby. And it was like seeing somebody that you love crying and ecstatic. And it just took me over the top, man. I'm glad there weren't no cameras and no Snapchat around. Like, I'd have definitely been a meme.
No, but yeah, man, it's surreal. It don't even seem like it's happening. Everybody, the city, everybody's in great moods. There's so many hats, championship finals hats, and
man,
tees
everywhere,
around.
Man. The Indians done won 12 games in a row. Come on, man. Winning is contagious.
I might go to a Tribe game next week.
Oh, man. Winning is
for 3 innings.
Winning is contagious. But the thing is, man, I was telling a lot of people, like, I know y'all rock with us, and you know, especially our out-of-towner, our out-of-town friends. And by the way, you know, it's a lot of people I probably won't be dealing with no more because of the disrespect. I ain't going to make this podcast about that. But a lot of people was very disrespectful towards Bron and the Cavs. And they have relationships with us. Now, I understand Bron is who he is. So, you know, heavy is the head that bears the crown. I understand that. So he's a easy target and he's a public figure. But if you have real relationships with me and Mill, and you know Bron is our brother, like, that's crazy. That's like me talking about your mama or your aunt on social media, knowing that you follow me. Like, I don't know your mama or your aunt, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know her, but guess what? I know you, and that's your blood, and you love her. So, I, you know, just talking down on the family is equivalent to me or Mill or, you know, somebody affiliated with us, our brothers, talking down on some of your blood family. So people just...
Or friends. Family members, anybody like that.
Like, yeah, like, that's crazy. Like, it's insane. Like, it's basketball players that play on the Warriors that I have relationships with. I have relationships with, you know, their friends and family with. So I wouldn't, you know, voice some of my opinions on the social media, because then they're going to be looking like, dang, Steph, you know, like, but I guess a lot of people don't get that. But just know, if we come to your town and I just, for some reason this time, I can't put you on the list for our party, just know, check my drive. Check my likes. It's probably one of your tweets in there. Check my likes. But no, I
was the parade. I missed the parade.
Why did you miss the parade?
Nah, I'm gonna tell the truth.
let's tell the truth. Hold on, let's tell the truth. But let's, you know,
I'm gonna tell the truth.
Let's tell the truth.
It was, you know, it was a wild night. He always get up here and try to blame me and alcohol for things, but this time he's totally right.
I didn't even say it.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Through the past 10 episodes, it's always my fault for something. I was wasted. Like, it was a long Tuesday night. A lot of people were.
Everybody was.
And it was like, damn.
We were celebrating.
I was like, man, it's no way I can get up in 2 hours and go be around these hundreds of thousands of millions of people, and then go DJ right
we
after.
We had a day party.
I choose to relax for a little bit.
So it was several hours where the thing was, where's Mill? Where's Mill? Like, where's Mill? Because Mill was supposed to spend a night at my place. You know, so I wake up, I go in the living room, there's no Mill. For some reason, Rob was in here. I didn't even know Rob was even in town. Couldn't find Rodney. Rod was
Where
here.
Where was Rodney at?
I think Rodney had came here, but he had to leave early for the foundation.
Right.
So Rodney was on his job. You know what I'm saying? We were like, where's Mill? Where's Mill? Where's Mill? So we get everything together. I get my family and stuff situated. Big shout out to Nike, by the way, for getting our family and friends situated at the parade with the, you know, VIP section, man. That was dope. couldn't find meals. So then, you know, we just proceeded on what we had to go to. So
they didn't put the APB, they didn't care, man.
Man, we care, man. Okay.
I kind of they talk about where meals 8 o'clock at night. Like, they done went by.
We didn't look at my. I kind of knew where meal went. I kind of knew.
I done DJed and everything. Yeah.
But no, the parade was amazing, man. So we met at the practice facility, man. We took buses. It was just crazy. We was at the practice facility, man, and you know, it's just seeing everybody, family members and friends. We're getting the T-shirts and. We get on the bus, and it's like, man, we're really going to a parade. Now, I've been to the parade in Miami during, you know, when Brian won the ships down there. So I thought I knew what to expect, but nothing like it. When I say it took us I was on the float with Double T, with Tristan. When I say it took us 3.5 hours to move 1.5 miles, I am not exaggerating. It was like 1.3, 1.5 million. That's what they say. I really believe it was like 2 million people out on the streets. It was insane.
Yeah, I watched it on TV. I knew it was going to be crazy because they didn't have the streets barricaded.
It was no barricades.
So like, the route that they were supposed to take, it was people in the streets.
Right.
So I was like, man, this is about to be a minute. Like, so they had to make a wedge for the cars or the parade to go through.
But it was a testament to how much Cleveland really wanted this and needed this and how much love that everybody in the city had for the Cavs. Because, listen, man, it's like there's no city that could have did. Like, Miami had the barricades. Everybody has barricades. Cleveland had the most people in a sports parade ever with no barricades. I'm talking about Bron coming through in a drop-head Phantom. Drop head, he got his wife, his kids. They all like within arm's length of fans and everybody. Like, that's insane. And there were no like real incidents, you know what I'm saying? Crazy stuff happening. And I was just like, man, that's love, man. And we try to tell everybody on social media and just around the world what a championship would really mean to Cleveland, and the world finally saw how much
it means. Right.
It really meant. Like, it was, there are a couple people, like myself, I definitely know because I'm from Cleveland. Brian, he definitely knows because he's from Akron, Northeastern Ohio, plays for Cleveland. And James Posey, he's from Cleveland. He's one of our coaches. Like, we definitely knew what was going, like, what to expect and how much this really meant. But a lot of the guys on the team, I think they were like, wow, like, this really means the world to this city. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they really now understand how much that they meant and that championship means to the city. And at the end of the day, all of those guys are legends now. Every single guy out there that was on that team is a legend, man.
And I can give two shits what happens now. NBA can go on strike for 5 fucking years. Yeah. I don't care.
This man cussing. You don't care. Yo, it's amazing, man. Big shout out to T. Lou, man. Coach Lou, man. Like, a lot of
I'm on that float.
Oh, man.
Coach's jig like that.
Nobody, man. I could have done. But that's what I told somebody. My homegirl that runs with us, Erin, she texted me. She texted me in January, and she said, Steph, you told us. She texted me something like, what is going on? Why did they let go of Coach Black? Why are they messing up a good thing that we got going on? And my response to her was, T. Lou is going to win us a championship. She texted me the other day like, Steph, you told me in January. Listen, man, I'm around and I know. And the relationship, like, I don't know any other teams, but the relationship that these guys have with each other off the court, man, it's amazing. I mean, I see the guys party together. I see the guys chill together. I see the guys have dinner together. And it's like, and this is all with T. Lou as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? More so before he was the head coach. Right. But you know what I'm saying? When he was the assistant coach, you could just see it. It's like, man.
You would have thought he was like
one of us, right? Like, see it, man. But when it came time to coach, you know how hard it has to be to coach to have to tell certain people, you're not going to play. Like, you've been playing all season, and now, like, Deli, it's not working right now. You got to take a back seat. Let's get Mo. Like,
not start.
Like, think about a situation like Mo, man. Shout out to Mo. He was, like, put on the back burner a lot of the times of the season, and then had to step up and play in the finals.
Now you need me.
Now you're right. But guess what? for somebody that don't trust their coach, or for somebody that's egocentric or something like that, would be like, oh, now you need me. Now you want me to play. It's like, no, man.
Exactly.
Like,
I might have done that. You might have. Oh, now you want to put me in. All right, I got something for you.
Hot wings, shoot like Nipsey as soon as you get in.
Go out there half ass around.
But you got to trust the coach. And those guys trust T. Lou, man. He's a great coach, man. Shout out to Coach Black. For, you know, starting off the half of the season with us, we had a great run with him as well.
Talk to Black. We ain't got no soundbite from Black.
I think he might have went overseas.
I'm saying they got TVs and they keep up to date with the NBA, though.
I mean,
what
you want him to say?
Congratulations or something. I know you guys could do it or something. Ain't heard one word from Mr. Black.
I don't know. Maybe we'll reach out to him.
Nobody's even tried to contact him. No Sports Center, no. I ain't seen you. No quotes. No nothing.
We just over here, man. No, enjoying
not fishy to be, man.
We over here enjoying our championship, man. But big shout out to the Cavs, man.
That Jarrell really got it. They played that like 3-4 times at the parade.
Let me tell you this. That's the anthem. That's the testament.
Get your numbers up.
And that's you know what the testament of that is? I'm going to tell you like this. Jarrell, he didn't want to say. I don't even know if he wants anybody to know this. But I got to let people know this. Because I get tired of artists thinking that everything is overnight success. You know what I'm saying? There are very, very few overnight successes. Like, a lot of things that we see and call them overnight success takes years. So, Jarrell really got it. Jarrell, don't be mad at me for telling the world this, but it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Jarrell really got it. He gave me that song July 11th, July 12th last year. I had just got back from Europe, and I flew to L.A., lost my wallet in Paris, by the way. I had to fly to L.A. without a wallet, without a ID and a credit cards, all of that, man. Big shout-out to Ashley. But he gave me that song at dinner. We had to do the ESPYs party. We had Brian was hosting, Future was performing. He gave me the song at dinner the night before. Asked me what I thought about it. I'm like, it's a banger. Me, Brian, Ramos, Mav, we all listened to it. Like, oh, this is nice. So, I played the joint a couple of times at the ESPYs party. You know, nobody was familiar with it but the family because we were the only ones that had it. But, like, I debuted that song at the ESPYs party last July, like July 12th, 2015. He could have easily been like, you know, all right, it's been a year. Let me, you know, the song is old or whatever. You know what I mean? But even he dropped the song, he dropped the single, it wasn't even, you know, playoff. Well, it wasn't finals time and stuff yet. He could have easily been like, all right, well, whatever. But the song is good. The song is amazing. People love it. And then, I mean, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt for Brian to love the song and post a video with him vibing to the song. By the way, nobody asked that man to do that. Like,
Organic.
Nobody asked that man to do that. Jarrell, and we don't do that. We don't reach out and stuff like that because that's not what it's about. If it's whack, it's whack. If we rock with it, rock with it, family or not. But Brian posted that video, and then everybody started checking for it. Like, well, wait, what is this? What is this? And I'm like, well, this is a song I've been playing and been telling y'all about. But, you know, it's all good. Let's just roll with it. And at the end of the day, it's the anthem. It's the song I think of when I think of the championship run. It's definitely the anthem.
Beats commercial. Beats shot the video.
Beats came to Ohio, shot the video. It was crazy. I remember the first time I brought the Cavs out to it. It was right after Brian posted that video. And horns and everything. So it was like a, you know, a newer version of trophies. The horns sound amazing. Shout out to Swiffer. And his team went crazy on the court. And I said, oh, this is our anthem right here. Now, no disrespect to any other anthems as well. Because I just put a mixtape out of all the anthems that were, you know, I got literally probably like 30 songs that people gave me that were Cleveland anthems. And I'm not going to lie, y'all, I really do not like anthems because I'm a very superstitious guy and I don't like to like play anthems and stuff like that because I think, you know, it's like a little grandiose, you know what I'm saying, maybe bad luck. Like Lil Wayne, he made a great anthem, Off, Off, Off. I brought the Cavs out to that game 4 in Cleveland. Guess what happened? We lost. Guess how many times again I played that song? How many times you think I played that song?
Zero.
Zero. I play it now because we won the championship, but there was no way I was about to bring the Cavs back out to that song after we lost. It is what it is. But Jerosh, he got one. His album is amazing. Y'all heard him on, was that the last podcast he was on? One of the last ones.
It might have been the last one.
It might have been the last one.
It was the last one.
Shout out to Jerosh for that. But that song really got it. It's really the anthem. And they played it. The world heard it a million times at the
when they was on stage. Like in between commercials, like you hear it. You know what I'm saying?
So for all artists listening and stuff, tuning in right now, man, just, you know, perfect your craft and stay with it. If you really believe in it, stay with it. And if it's good, you know, it's gonna be heard. And for crews of artists, y'all have to be honest with your guys as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? If the song is whack and you know it's whack and you know the world's gonna think it's whack, even if your guy loves it, tell him it's whack. If really got it was whack, we would have told Jerosh, like, this ain't it. I mean, it's songs like we got our brother Ducky Smalls. He's an artist. He got one of the best songs out right now, Last Bay. Tell him Ducky Smalls, this one is it. It's songs he's dropped before, we've been like,
yeah,
nah, that ain't it. It's Am I Lying, Mill?
No, you're not.
And he might not want to hear it most of the time.
I know might not want
to hear it. Most of the time, he don't.
I ain't trying to hear it.
Most of the time, he don't want to hear it. But guess what?
It'll save everybody time. That's my thing. Then you ain't got to keep worrying me, asking me why I'm not playing. I'll tell you, I don't like it.
That's right. But crews of artists, man, be honest with your family because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about y'all coming up and the decisions that y'all make are going to reflect on each other. So if you're co-signing whack stuff, whether it's music or anything, you just understand that your whole process and everything you're going to put out is going to be whack because there's no, you know, it's like the yes man. It's a yes man kind of thing. Don't do that. You know, with your family, you should be able to be honest. And I say family, I mean friends that you love like your blood. So, but shout out to Jerosh. Shout out to the banger. Anything else championship we need to talk about? Has it really hit you yet that we're the champions?
I don't know what has hit me. It's about to be July, and that means August about to be back around.
So you about to start back? Oh, God.
This is July tomorrow, ain't it?
Dang.
So it is a busy July. I'm supposed to go to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We might do Toronto twice, hopefully.
Toronto week after the 16th, we could do Toronto.
And then I got Atlanta. Uh-huh. And then Carabana weekend.
Yeah, oh God. So
that's me in August.
Then it's right? August,
right? Jesus.
Then I'm going to Italy.
Oh, Big Bang. He going to Italy.
I'm going to Italy. I'm gonna hit Milan and Florence.
I gotta get my record stand.
I'm going to, you know, Milan and Florence, then stop in Pisa for a second
to see.
Then they go back to Florence to see Tuscany. Then leave Florence and head to Rome, and then head back here to Rome. Then I have to go to LA from over there, like I did last year when Jerosh gave me the song a year ago, and for the ESPYs, we got the ESPYs. Come back here. We're going to do, you'll be in Atlanta, then we'll go to Toronto, and then the almighty Carabana and OVO Fest. Did we have an OVO Fest podcast last year?
We did.
What happened? Was that your fault or PR's fault?
What you mean?
We lost all the footage.
Oh, that was due to me.
That was due to you?
I wasn't using the app right. I erased it all. They know this, man.
I'm saying this might be some new listeners, man. New listeners tuned in.
It ain't going to happen this year.
No, it ain't going to happen this year. And hopefully it doesn't rain this year so we can get our kickball.
We might have to bring the kickball.
Yeah, we're going to bring it. I remember I bought the kickball. I got the real one, didn't I?
With a soccer ball over there.
We had the OVO at... what was our team called? Was our team called Clutch?
Clutch.
Clutch versus OVO. Gotta let you shout out.
We should do a podcast live.
Podcast like, from the
a live stream.
So we're not gonna play. We'll just do it like we're the
announcers.
Yeah, the announcers. Because I'm
do a live stream and where people go watch. You know what I'm saying?
Because those are real athletes out there on our team. Not OVO guys. Right. They're not no real athletes over there.
Bunch of rappers and friends.
Yeah, they. But yeah. I'm not about to injure ourselves. But.
PR, make this. Let's do that, man. PR, let's somehow set up a live stream, and so people that are not there can watch the game. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be dope. Like we did with the flag football,
KD football game.
So we it got rained out last year. The funny thing about all of that is that we call it kickball. No lie, my one guy every time he sees me in Toronto, he calls it the same thing. And I don't know if the city of Toronto calls it this. What is he calling this? Soccer? Soccer?
I don't know.
Basketball. It's
something weird.
It was soccer something. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Soccer volleyball.
Huh?
He called it soccer volleyball.
What it got to do with volleyball?
I don't, because they were using a volley. By the way, they were using a volleyball ball for the thing.
That's tough.
So yeah. So hopefully we'll be able to get that. So I think our next podcast will probably be what?
End of the month.
End of the month. It may be before OVO because we definitely want to do it. All right, man. Big shout out to hold on before we go. Shout out to Clutch, man. My guy, our brother Rich Paul. Big shout out to Farrah. They have had an amazing week. I'm talking the Cleveland Cavaliers win the championship. Three clutch clients on the Cavs. LeBron James, Tristan Thompson, J.R. Swish, who has finally put a shirt back on. Shout out to Swish.
They got the shirt with no shirt.
And yeah, by the way, I just got one.
Oh, you got one?
But they should have made it long sleeve. I told them they should have made it long sleeve.
Summertime.
Make it light material. But those three guys are on Clutch, won a championship. Rich had to immediately fly to New York because of the NBA draft, where Clutch had the number one draft pick in the 2016 NBA draft. Big shout out to Ben Simmons. Man, that is amazing. He's going to be playing out in Philly. And also, Clutch had the number 29th draft pick, which is still first round, going to the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs, DeJounte Murray.
Great situation for him.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, he's nice. Like, if you haven't looked him up, please look him up. 6'6 point handle appeal. It's crazy. So big shout out to DeJounte. Big shout out to Ben Simmons. Big shout out to the entire Clutch. Amazing week for those guys. I'm talking, went to the draft, and then Rich had to fly back for the parade. Of course, he had to do the parade. Then had to fly right back out, you know, for the draft and stuff like that. So, man, big shout out to Clutch. Big shout out to our Cavs. I was going to talk about a podcast that we want to do. You said we should get some Cleveland artists on here, huh?
Yeah, do something with artists. Power Fest coming up July 8th.
Big shout out to DJ KY putting that show together July 8th. Also, the radio station 107.9, the Summer Jam is coming up Saturday, August 27th. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets for that. It's Young Thug, Designer, Wale, T.I., a couple other people right now that I can't mention. So we're going to try to give you guys a couple more you know, dope podcasts before Carabana, but definitely for Carabana. But we had to, you know, get on here and let y'all know that y'all are talking to some champions right now. Like, we're really champions. And
put some respect on our
name. Like, and I'm letting everybody know every day on Twitter, Instagram, everything, that the trophy is right. You think they're going to when can we sign the trophy out so we could take it to where we need to take it to?
I don't know.
Who do we talk to about signing the trophy out?
We got to make a call.
We gotta call somebody. So, all right, y'all, we gotta get up out of here. DJ Steph Floss, Mill, RWT. Oh, by the way,
I've been asking PR for shirts for
last year.
PR, I don't have a shirt nor hat.
Well, you know the shirts are sold out now. I want to mention this before we go. Brian have been wearing suits all playoffs, like all, you know, the playoffs. He showed up in the RWTW T-shirt Game 7. I said, them boys in the Bay is in trouble.
He had a suit jacket over it.
But he had a T-shirt on. Like, he, like...
That's disgusting.
What was that?
I don't know what it is, what this is.
That was chicken. That was fried chicken.
No, it was a...
You ready to go vegan? No, I just seen a fried chicken commercial. You could come...
Before that.
I'm about to say, you could come vegan, you know, like...
I'm cool.
Nah, I'm just saying, change your whole life around. But he had the RWTW shirt on. I said, you know what? He don't want to get that suit dirty later on when we celebrating. So, PR, get more shirts, man. I know they sold out. The world wants them, man. RWTW, man. Roll with the winners.
Jamil,
you already know.
Wants them.
Jamil.
If we go back to episode 5, I'm probably saying the same thing. We on episode 11 now. I see how it is, man. You know,
It's all good.
It's all good.
We out of here, man. Champions.
It's hot as hell in here, by the way.
I'm just saying, we're up high, man. I mean,
we up high.
Lord, is that? Charlie World, like, he rises to the top, man. I don't live on the ground level, man.
It's hot as shit.
I'm just saying, well,
I want to go outside.
Well, pressure. All the way, they point to the top. They say, Floss, live all the way up. Y'all hear the echo?